This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura, in for Kai Rizdahl. College campuses are under more scrutiny than ever when it comes to the safety of their students. There were those terrible attacks over the weekend targeting female students at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Over 50 colleges are under Title IX investigations for allegedly mishandling sexual assault claims. And there's a new White House task force pushing campuses to do more. Annie Baxter looks at how much the safety of college campuses influences kids when they're deciding where to go to school.
Over the past few months, lots of schools have gotten bad press for their handling of sexual assaults on campus. The U.S. Department of Education published the names of about 60 schools it's investigating, and the women's advocacy group Ultraviolet launched ad campaigns against Harvard, Dartmouth, and other universities over their handling of campus assaults.
Where we're coming from is just a place of acknowledging, right, that many colleges have completely failed their students on this issue.
Ultraviolet co-founder Shauna Thomas believes her group helped steer prospective students away from Dartmouth. Applications to the school dropped 14% this year. Dartmouth says the decline had to do with changing demographics, among other things. Peter Lake is an expert on campus safety. He says application and enrollment levels rise and fall for all sorts of reasons. And Lake says it would be tough to single out the role campus safety is playing.
Everyone is watching to see just how sensitive the consumers of higher education are to safety issues.
Are you going to be going to college somewhere this fall?
At a McDonald's in St. Paul, Minnesota, a group of high school seniors says safety didn't factor into their choice of schools.
Not really. I never really considered it that way.
Leah Tessima is headed to St. Olaf College, which is in a rural area. She thinks she'll feel safe there, but she chose the school for its biology department. Her friend Quele Paw will go to a big urban school, the University of Minnesota. Paw is nervous about it. She says her parents are too.
Because my parents are really concerned about the whole safety thing, so they're going to let me come home whenever I feel like it.
Paw says she hasn't checked out the university's reputation for handling assaults. Several groups are pressuring college ranking services, like the Princeton Review, to factor campus safety into their rankings. The Princeton Review says not all that information is public, though, and there'd be no uniform way to report it. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.